Your After Card 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home a cheap 10 spin in monthly prizes or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Jalilobu, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your After Card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions, your story matters. After.
The headlines. Government denies plans to reintroduce Bill 7 in special National Assembly sitting. Businessman claims ownership of property linked to Bowman Lusambo. In global news, Ebola transmission declines in Congo's Kasai region. News at 13 hours. My name is Mitchie Zambia Sweetheart. Government has dismissed insinuations that this afternoon's special National Assembly sitting is intended to reintroduce Bill 7. Addressing the media in Lusaka this morning, Chief Government Spokesperson Cornelius Mwetwa has clarified that this afternoon's business in Parliament is meant to ratify the board of the Human Rights Commission in accordance with the Constitution. Mr. Mwetwa has reiterated that there is no known intention by government to reintroduce Bill 7 and that the nation will be informed when such a decision is arrived at. He explains that cabinet has not yet sat to review the deferred bill, but that once it sits and decides, the nation will be duly informed. Mr. Mwetwa says bills are public in nature and cannot be taken on the floor of the House without members of Parliament not knowing what they are going to debate. Mr. Mwetwa, who is also Information and Media Minister, says government is therefore concerned with speculations that government intends to take the bill back to Parliament.
Dear colleagues, the media, and through you, government wishes to assure our citizens, the nation at large, that prior to today's special sitting of Parliament, the Thursday, 2nd October 2025, there was no known intention by ourselves as government for the reintroduction of Bill 7 into the National Assembly of Zambia or Parliament. We wish to indicate here that when it comes to important issues of national importance, government always and will continue to formally inform the nation as to what it intends to do in the like manner that we have done before.
Meanwhile, the Consortium of Civil Society Organizations on Governance has reiterated that Bill 7 stands deferred until their agreed consultations with stakeholders are conducted. CSO Consortium Chairperson Isaac Mwanza says it is also doubtful that any bill could be taken for second reading in Parliament without first passing through the committee stage, where citizens and stakeholders are constitutionally required to provide input in line with Article 89 of the Constitution and the provisions of the Parliamentary Standing Orders.
The consortium firmly believes that government has had sufficient time since July 2025, when the bill was deferred and the Constitutional Court provided guidance, to undertake the necessary public consultation. Had this process been initiated, it would by now have been concluded and the bill would have been properly prepared and before Parliament for consideration. We take the President at his word that consultations will be honored before any steps are taken.
An interested party, Mukuka Munkonge, has opposed the state's application to forfeit property linked to former Lusaka Province Minister Bowman Lusambo, arguing that the land and developments in Chamba Valley belong to him and not Mr. Lusambo. During a forfeiture hearing before Lusaka Chief Resident Magistrate Davis Chimbwili this morning, Mr. Munkonge's lawyer, Ziola Kakunka, told the court that the parties entered a lease agreement in 2018 2015 that expired in 2022 and that the 6 incomplete blocks of flats at the center of the dispute are not owned or controlled by Mr. Lisambo. Mr. Munkonge argues that he has not committed any offense that would justify seizure of the property and asks the court to dismiss the forfeiture application, saying allowing it will amount to unjust actions. On the other hand, Mr. Lisambo, who was sentenced to 3 years imprisonment with hard labor on 2 counts of possession of property established to be proceeds of crime last month, has opposed the immediate forfeiture of the properties on the basis that his conviction is under appeal and therefore not final. His lawyers, led by Jonas Zimba, argued that allowing forfeiture while the appeal is pending would render the appeal academic and cause irreparable prejudice. He adds that the scope of any forfeiture, according to the Forfeiture of Proceeds of Crime Act, contemplates confiscation limited to the value of the benefit derived from offending, rather than wholesale seizure of property that may include legitimate or third-party interests. Meanwhile, the state, led by Chawezi Nalwenga, has insisted that civil forfeiture application under the Forfeiture of Proceeds of Crime Act should stand because forfeiture proceedings may run independently of criminal appeals and that property established as tainted may be subject to forfeiture. Transparency International Zambia, TIZ, has expressed concern over the 2026 national budget allocation to the Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, warning that despite a marginal increase, the funding remains insufficient to meet the Commission's operational and strategic demands. TIZ Executive Director Maurice Nyambe has noted that while the 199.96 million kwacha allocated to the ACC for 2026 represents an 11.1% increase from the 2025 budget, the real value of the allocation has effectively declined considering the current inflation rate, which stands at 12.3%. Mr. Nyambe further notes that 65.9% of this budget is absorbed by personal emoluments, leaving limited resources for investigations, prosecutions, and preventive work. He has since called for budget allocations that match or exceed inflation to safeguard the ACC's operational capacity and greater investment in investigations, prosecutions, and asset recovery so that more arrests translate into convictions and deterrence, among others. Mr. Nyambe has emphasized that a strong, independent, and financially empowered ACC is cardinal to the protection of public resources and the rebuilding of citizens' trust in institutions of governance.
The ACC's own recent performance data illustrates why this matters, because between 2021 and June 2025, the Commission recorded arrests, convictions, and significant asset recoveries, with the year 2024 standing out as their best performing year, where there were 25 convictions and asset recoveries to the tune of 241 million kwacha. Now, this was a very clear demonstration of what is possible when investigations are pursued effectively, but also supported with resources. This success, of course, contrasts with years where conviction rates and forfeitures were much lower, which highlights the inconsistency caused by underfunding as well as capacity gaps.
Puma Energy has officially commissioned a $13 million expansion of its Lusaka Fuel Depot, a strategic investment aimed at boosting Zambia's fuel storage capacity and supporting national economic growth. Speaking at the commissioning in Lusaka this morning, Deputy Secretary to the Cabinet for Finance and Economic Development, Siyazongo Siyakalenge, says the project marks the commissioning of Phase 1A of the expansion and will make a significant contribution to Zambia's economy. Mr. Siyakalenge adds that the project is expected to create about 500 jobs, with 100 being permanent, offering both employment opportunities and economic stability to local communities. He also announced that the expansion increases Puma Energy's fuel storage capacity from 3.4 million liters to 5 million liters, positioning the company as a fuel distributor with the largest storage capacity in Zambia.
I note that this strategic investment to the tune of $13 million will significantly expand.